Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic in physics, rotational dynamics. You might be wondering, what's the big deal about rotation? Well, it's really important because it helps us understand how objects move and respond to forces in the real world. From spinning tops to rotating wheels, we see rotational motion all around us. Now, here's the interesting part. Every linear quantity we're familiar with has a rotational twin. Think of it like a one-to-one map. We can replace mass with moment of inertia, force with torque, and the same structure emerges. This means we can use our knowledge of linear motion to understand rotational motion. For example, just like linear displacement, we have angular displacement, represented by the symbol theta. And just like linear velocity, we have angular velocity, represented by omega. Let's take a closer look at these rotational quantities. We have angular displacement, angular velocity, and angular acceleration. Each of these has a direct analog in linear motion. And just like linear motion, we can define rotational kinetic energy. The key insight here is that the moment of inertia, represented by I, measures how strongly an object resists angular acceleration for a given torque. Imagine a rigid body spinning about a fixed axis. Each particle of mass m at radius r moves with speed v, which is equal to r times omega. Its kinetic energy is proportional to the square of its speed. Summing over all particles, we get the total rotational kinetic energy, which is equal to half I omega squared. This is a really important equation, so pay close attention to it. Now, let's talk about the moment of inertia. It's defined as the sum of the products of the mass of each particle and the square of its distance from the axis. The radius of gyration, represented by k, is the effective distance from the axis at which the entire mass could be concentrated to give the same moment of inertia. This is a useful concept, but keep in mind that it depends on the axis chosen. Let's consider a simple example, a thin rod rotating about its center. If we integrate along the rod, we get the moment of inertia about the center, which is equal to ml squared over 12. Now, if we change the axis to one end of the rod, the moment of inertia becomes ml squared over 3. Notice that shifting the axis from the center to the end increases the moment of inertia by a factor of 4. This is a key insight, so remember it. Finally, let's talk about torque and angular acceleration. The net torque about a fixed axis is equal to the sum of the products of the distance of each force from the axis and the force itself. This is equal to the angular acceleration times the moment of inertia. So, the net torque is directly proportional to the angular acceleration. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about it. We've covered a lot of ground, from the basics of rotational motion to the moment of inertia and torque. These concepts are essential to understanding how objects rotate and respond to forces in the real world. So, take your time and make sure you understand each concept before moving on. That's all for today, folks. I hope you found this lesson helpful and engaging. Thanks for listening.